common, and gender as well refers to the PN and corporation that you are probably a special job. I think it's all about the judge, which definition has power on law, because there are so many ways.
The problem with this finding, if the person, an individual human being person, is also anonymous, then we look at any of the facts that says a person must do this, person must do that. Then what you end up with is a situation where there are obligations upon me because some other party said so, and they've got nothing else to point to. No contract, no nothing, no agreement, no nothing at law. But because if I write in a body of words and I say, all wing nuts must give me 20% of their money, and I define a wing nut as anyone who doesn't agree with me and have 3 cents in their pocket. Does that now mean because of my words that you have a duty to?
No.
Whatever words they're using, and bear in mind, it's not like a judge's decision has never been found faulty before, especially in the lower courts. They often will find faulty because it just means the higher courts.
Yeah. Well, maybe that the referring to any protected to the law of life, because it's a threat of law, then the corporate, the fictional problem is that that type of person is referred to the man system, the man law,
That whole man system, when you're the person there that you're referring to, it is essentially just a ticket in your pocket, which allows you to enter the party where you can play the game of life without the liability. And that's all they're doing. They're not claiming that you need this ticket in order to engage in contracts with each other. They're not claiming that you need this ticket to engage in commerce to exist. They're saying that you need it to play our game and to pay our house a portion. Now, they're trying to make us all think that we have a duty to operate within their system, their structure. But no such duty exists, and everything that they do to get us in there, once you're there, they point to it, it's all voluntary. Everything was voluntary the whole step of the way. So you end up finding yourself in a situation where these people come and try to force you into their system, and you have to stand your ground, or else they just end up bullying you into it. And you say, oh, well, I didn't want to be here, he forced me into it. And when all is said and done, you still submitted to peer pressure one way or another because you didn't hold tightly enough to your own conscience, your own conscience. But if you do that, once they see that you're holding on to it tight enough, he wants nothing to do with you once you know who you are as a final group. That was only one question?
I like literature. And if I want to become senile or whatever, that doesn't mean I have to give up Medicare.
Your right to health care has nothing to do with Medicare. It exists anyways. What they do is they give you an insurance program that invites you to pay for what you're already receiving so that any extra they get to pocket. I broke my elbow once. I went in for medical services with my broken elbow, and I said, yeah, I got a broken elbow, you got to fix it. And actually, there were tears and whatnot. It wasn't quite that cool. Actually, it was like, Help, fuck, I'm in pain here. Oh, sit down. No, I got a broken elbow. Well, you don't know that. Trust me, I know I got a broken elbow. And I took off my jacket and saw that this arm was like here and the elbow went